Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in this podcast, we're going to talk to you about some of the social media predictions that people have been making for 2009. So, you know, social media's been around for, 10 years, more or less? Certainly mainstream. Some of it's come and gone, like MySpace. Do you remember that one? Most people won't. And then we've got new stuff coming through, like, you know, Snapchat's been around now for a little while, I suppose, but there's not a lot of uptake for people my age, 46, on it. But certainly for the kids coming through 15 and 16, there's certainly a lot. So that's probably got, you know, I was listening to Gary Vee talking about Snapchat. When you talk about the people coming through now of 16, 17, that's what they use. And they're going to be using it for the next 10 years. Whereas Facebook is like, it's for us oldies, and LinkedIn's for, you know, is a more professional type of basis. They don't even use it in Spain, for example. I was talking to somebody about LinkedIn here in Spain, and we're like, I don't know what you're talking about. But what are some of the social media predictions then for 2019? So obviously, you know, we're living this age of security, and literally, you know, if you lose your phone, everywhere is accessible, right? So, you know, if you've not got a password on your phone, get a password on your phone. You know, this gives you access to Facebook just via an app. And then because you've got an app, you can go to somebody else's website where it says log in using Facebook, and they can log into a third-party website just because you're already logged into Facebook. So from a security point of view, your own personal security becomes even more important on your person. You know, if you get mugged or if you lose your phone or whatever, your phone's in your car and your car gets stolen, they've got access to your entire life. People make payments using the phone. And actually, this isn't one of the predictions, but this is my advice, is you've got to start tightening up on your data devices. I've got fingerprint scanner. I've got face recognition on my phone. It's a Samsung S9. And I've got the key code. Just by the way, on a security point of view, if you are looking to make things more secure, there's really only three ways in which you can secure things or gain access to an area that's secure. So it's something you know. This would be a password or a PIN code. It's something you are, which is like your face or your retina scan or your fingerprint scan, or it's something you have. In the old days, these used to be the secure ID tags. We used to sell them when I worked at Dell all those years ago and another company before. But it's something that you have on you, you know, like a key fob to get access to a location. So they're the three types that you need to be contemplating when you're locking down your phone, your laptop, and that kind of thing. Even down to Wi-Fi, you know, most people's Wi-Fi can easily be accessed. A little bit of software that you can find on the dark web that will enable you to do that. Like, if that's mind blowing to you, or let me rephrase that, if that's not mind-blowing to you, it should be. You are at risk. When you go to hotels, you're at risk. You know, it's really easy just to... And I've seen it on TV. Guys are sat in coffee shops and he's going, hey, watch this, and they log into somebody else's conversation. I've seen it, right? I've seen it on TV. Okay, so number one in the top seven predictions is that there's going to be a change to some of the privacy that comes to social media. Like Google Plus just recently, Google's just come back and said that actually we're just going to get rid of Google Plus. And really some of it was to do with a security bug. And then obviously Facebook, they've pulled some of their in-depth targeting features. And this is really down to the Cambridge Analytica stuff that's all kicking off. And I think, I keep meaning to check, but I think Facebook share price is absolutely, it's taken a massive tumble just recently. Let me just have a quick look and see what that is today. So it's the 5th of December today. Let's have a look in the last year to date and see what comes up. Actually, it's not down that much. That's not year to date. There we go, 6 months. So it was going back to July. It was $214 and now it's $141. So it's about 50% off. That's a big difference right there. It's not quite 50%, but it's about 60%, something like that. So all these privacy issues are affecting these bigger businesses, affecting the share price and that kind of thing. And that's the last thing that they want. So we're going to have to start looking at improving some of their security. and adopting security first features like end-to-end encryption on messaging and that kind of thing as well. Like, if all that sounds Klingon to you, don't worry about it, but your security is going to start improving, which is a good thing. But also, you need to start taking responsibility for your own security. If you lose your phone, you've lost everything, right? Number two, influencer marketing. I can't even say it. Influencer marketing. I just get so emotional. Influencer marketing is going to continue to grow. So, you know, I was listening to Gary Vee. I was coming back from the garage this morning where my car was. It's just been fixed because it was losing power and things. He really needed to know that bit of information. But anyway, I was listening to Gary Vee on the way back, and he was talking about how all this wasted money going on television adverts. Like, what's the first thing that you do when an advert comes on? Like, do you even watch TV? Like, that's number one, right? We've got all these other things that we're TV is having to compete with. Like, I'm a Netflix and an Amazon guy, right? So we don't even watch normal TV. And, like, we live in Spain, and the TV we get would be Spanish anyway. So we definitely don't watch the adverts. But most people don't watch the adverts, because in the olden days, you'd get up and go put the kettle on, but you'd still, most people would still watch the adverts. These days, the first thing that you do is pick up your device. Most people these days, when you get to a set of traffic lights, pick up their device. Naughty, naughty, very naughty, but we know that this is what people are doing. People are engaged with their phone. So TV advertising is declining. Gary Vee's talking about billboard advertising. If you're sat on a bus, the billboards are there for you. You're not looking at billboards. You're checking Candy Crush or, you know, what's going on with the soaps, or you're on social media, right? So there's an awful lot of things that are happening. Now, this is an opportunity for you, because Gary Vee continually says this. TV advertising is too expensive. Like, radio advertising actually would be better than TV advertising, because if you're driving in the car, you might still be listening to the radio, okay? A lot of people still do that. It's not quite the same as picking up your phone all the time, you know? So you aren't going to get those adverts. But advertised on Facebook and on Instagram and on Twitter and all of that, all those places, are still really cheap compared to running TV ads that nobody's watching, when you look at return on investments and the fact that you can then segment directly to your target audience. That's going to be massive too. Okay, next one, LinkedIn video. Like, I've noticed a massive difference in just the last 6 months in the amount of videos that are on LinkedIn. People are uploading a lot more content, and I totally expect that to continue. And vertical video, like, you know, one of my clients keeps running video portrait, and I keep telling her off, and I'm going to have to stop telling her off, because actually vertical video is coming in now, because a lot of people are accessing videos on their phone, and actually a vertical video is the same shape as the phone. People don't want to turn the phone the wrong way around. People are not necessarily watching it on their laptop and so on. Although increasingly so, people are watching it on their TVs. We've got YouTube built into our TV as an app, and we watch Paw Patrol, heaven forbid, and Peppa Pig. We're fed up of it. So we've got onto Netflix now, so we can get rid of the adverts and so on. But vertical video, I mean, video is going to be massive anyway. Vertical video is going to continue to grow, though. I mean, it's just making a huge comeback. It used to be hated by customers in the olden days, because it's just not what they're used to. But these days, because most people are accessing on a device like a phone or an iPad or an iPod type device, you know. Okay, so what's the next one then? Chatbots. You know, chatbots on your Facebook page are really going to be popular. And on your website, you know, we've got a chatbot on our website now, which is amazing. And it can, you know, what are you interested in? Web design. Oh, click here. Sends them over to a web design page. How exciting is that? And we're toying around with different types of chatbot. And if you go to the website, it may have one on, it may not have one on, it might have a different one on. Who knows? We're testing it. But this is going to be huge in 2019. So we're going into this. I mean, you know, what happens when someone hits your website and it's been built back in 1998? And it looks like it as well. And there's no interaction. The content's not updated. Whereas when you land on mine, it's got loads of videos, loads of podcasts to download, and you can then interact. You can engage with it. That's massive, right? That's what humans want to be doing. So, like, right now, it's a bit of a novelty thing. But eventually, it's just going to become widespread and usable, just like the car was, just like the internet was, just like mobile devices were. Now, there's two types of chatbots. You know, you've got your AI, artificial intelligence type of chatbot, and then you've got your live operator. And actually, what we're looking at doing and offering it as part of our service, but we're not there with it yet, is actually offering a live person at the end of the chatbot. So when you subscribe to my social media marketing agency package, part of that will be to install an app on your website, and my team answers questions. My team engages with visitors on your website. Like, how awesome is that, by the way? And that will be built into the price. Like, at the moment, that price is £400 a month. And that's where you get all your videos done, all your images done. We write content for you. We do SEO. It's amazing. Imagine having that as an ability on your website. That's pretty powerful as well. Having that built into that price. Like, it's just like a one-stop shop. It's really exciting. So you need to start thinking about some of this. So the next area that's really interesting is that we've gone to this stage where we want to automate everything, and then actually stepping back, and the owners of a company are hidden behind the boardroom and behind the facade, and the brand is all about company. And actually, that's not what's going to be happening increasingly so as we move forward through time. Not time travel, just moving forward in time at normal speed. But CEOs, top executives, people coming on and being more facing, like look at Gary Vee. Gary Vee comes out and he's very forward facing, and he talks everywhere on the planet. And he's, the people who are listening to him are between 19 and 35. They are completely not the decision makers. The decision makers, when he's selling into Pepsi and K-Swiss, the sneaker brand, he's now got his own sneaker, right? He's got a shoe deal, for crying out loud. But, those guys are a lot older. So why does Gary Vee do it? Well, he gets known, and then because of his fame and so on, he gets to be able to sell his stuff into places like Pepsi and K-Swiss. Look at Grant Cardone. Great, great examples of people. Russell Brunson, he's very forward-facing. Zuckerberg, he will become increasingly facing. Like, recently it's been all the stuff in America in front of the Senate, which was hilarious, by the way. So, Mr. Zuckerberg, how do you make money if it's free? We run ads, Senator. Like, does the guy not even use Facebook? Anyway, so some of the data, this data comes from the States, but it says that only 40% of CEOs are active on social media, and of those, 70% only use LinkedIn. And that's a big number. Okay, so we expect that to change. We expect people to become more accessible. So it'll be people on video doing, either interview style or podcast style or talk video. I mean, why would you not use that? You've got a television studio in your house, and it is literally you and your phone. It doesn't matter about your backdrop. As long as the sound is good, you can be outside. Why are people not doing that? Like, one of the really good things, this is the last one that I've got on my list. One of the really cool things that I think is coming through, and I've seen some of this. So Riderwear, for example, which is a sports brand, their adverts come up, and the model that's wearing them, they've got like little dots on them. And when you press on a dot, a little box comes up and it says, sneakers, $200, whatever it is. Like, at the moment, okay, it's Americanified, right? But at the moment, it'll be geo-based. So it will recognise that I'm in Spain, and it will come out and say, yeah, 170 euros, whatever the price happens to be. And then I'll literally be able to click that again, put it in the shopping basket, and check out directly from Instagram. This stuff is coming. And what this is about is making things frictionless as possible, like touch. When you pay for your coffee, and you don't have to put your PIN number anymore. You just have to swipe your card over the machine and it takes it. We're moving towards this touchless, this frictionless society for e-commerce. And that's exactly what's going to happen. So you're going to be able to shop directly from social media. So at the moment, e-commerce companies can only link directly to their products on social media posts and in social media ads. But earlier this year, Instagram's announced the ability to buy tickets and make reservations directly in the Instagram app. Like, that's massive. And when that starts to expand, if you're not promoting your products out on Instagram and making them frictionless so people can just go, yeah, one-click buying, like Amazon use one-click buying, then you're going to miss quite a big trick. And that's definitely not what we want for you. So some pretty interesting stuff coming up in 2019. As if you weren't working hard enough and having to keep up and learn more stuff, But obviously, this is why we do the social media stuff, so that we can take off all of that from you. So you don't have to worry about your marketing. We just do it all, and it makes life a lot easier. And if you want to have a chat with us about that, then please do. But I hope that's useful for you. I'd love to hear some feedback about what you think might be popular in 2019. Come and find me on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, but I don't use it, Insta, LinkedIn, everywhere. So come and have a chat, come find me on the website, come and speak to me on one of our chatbots, and sometimes I'm on the chatbot too, but we'd love to hear from you. All right, hope that's useful. We'll catch up with you in the next podcast. My name's Dan Latta. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.